whatever you want, and you can do it toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453, and with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Hey, we got something different going on in the studio tonight. Those of you watching via webcam have probably already noticed, because it's pretty conspicuous.
It's pretty obvious.
But if you're listening on the radio or via our internet streams or satellites, hopefully you haven't noticed. Hopefully it's not changed the acoustics significantly in the room. I didn't notice it earlier, so I think we're okay. There's a humongous, what they call a step and repeat in the background.
It's
right
now. Freestanding banner thing.
Yes, and in this case we're hanging it, but it's designed to be freestanding. We will be bringing this thing. It's approximately 7 feet high by 8 feet wide. We'll be bringing this beast.
It's a big old banner.
Yeah, to the Liberty Forum. And this is thanks to our publicity guru, Carrie, who informed us that this would be a good thing to have for our appearances, but it's also a nice thing to have for the studio. It makes the cam feed look a lot nicer at cam.freetalklive.com. You can see that there. But the idea is that, you know, the stars, they have their pictures taken in front of these things. You've seen them where, you know, if it's a movie premiere, there's the logo of the, you know, the cinema behind them or something like that. There's, you know, multiple logos behind the people that are standing there just to explain what a step and repeat is. So it's kind of like a staggered logo background. I guess you could describe it that way. And I think it looks pretty good. So I'm pleased with it.
Same here. I'm really pleased with the way it looks.
It was made possible by the Free Talk Live AMP program. And, of course, if we're doing some kind of an appearance, like just recently I was on Michael Shanklin's Voluntary Virtues show. And unfortunately, we did not have the step and repeat banner.
Sure,
for
right today. How would we have it?
Right. But, you know, had I had that, we would have had Free Talk Live's logo as well as LRN.FM's logo in the background throughout the entire appearance. And so it's a handy thing to have for publicity purposes. Hence, that's why it's the AMP money that went to pay for it. Plus, everybody that takes pictures, because normally when we're at the Liberty Forum, which is, we'll tell you more about that here in a moment, but normally when we're out at the Liberty Forum or Pork Fest, for instance.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Thank you. People come up, because these are like the two times that we do any kind of live remotes every single year, and listeners of Free Talk Live are in attendance at these events, and they like to, you know, meet Mark and Ian and take a picture. And so now the pictures will look more fancy.
And what I'm hoping is that more people will ask to take a picture, too, because this banner's there. And it kind of has that, please, take a picture in front of me look, you know?
Yeah.
And then maybe people will take pictures of themselves in front of it. And every picture that gets put up on Facebook has Free Talk Live and LRN.FM in the background.
Right. And, of course, Johnson, who is our Thursday night co-host, who will be here tomorrow night, was the designer. Did a fine job, as always.
You know what we need? We need one of, like, a little fake microphone to put there so people can hold it in the picture and they can stand in front of the Free Talk Live LRN.FM banner with a microphone in their hand.
Yeah, you could do that.
I would sell tickets for that.
Yeah, I don't
I know they're in high demand.
They just stick it on their Facebook wall. Good
banner.
Enough for me.
Yep. Perfect.
So anyway, welcome to the show. We will, of course, talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Last night, we pre-sold a story that we never got to, and it's all about the Seattle Gun Buyback Program. According to DCExposed.com, police officers in Seattle, Washington, held their first gun buyback program in 20 years this weekend underneath Interstate 5, and soon found that private gun collectors were working the large crowd as little makeshift gun shows began dotting the parking lot and sidewalks. Some.
So people are bringing their guns for the gun buyback program, but while they're waiting in line, you know, wise gun collectors are going out and taking a look at what they've got and picking through and getting the good stuff.
Well, sure, because, I mean, I'm just going to guess here. Usually at these gun buyback programs, there's not a whole lot of money being offered for these guns.
Probably 75 bucks is what I think I've heard.
Yeah, you don't get a lot.
Yeah, you don't get a lot. If it's cash, even, you might even get like a gift certificate or something like that. So you may not even
get
cash.
For free pizza.
Or like Walmart gift certificate or something like that.
Right, and there's not very many. Most of these guns aren't worth much. I mean, at a pawn shop, there's probably some guns that you can sell at a pawn shop for less than, say, $75. But not too many. Not too many good guns. I mean, you're talking about little crappy, you know, four-shot 22s or something.
So it wouldn't be hard for any gun dealer to come out to this thing and offer them 150 or 100 or, you know, whatever, you know, 50 bucks over the amount that they would be getting from the gun buyback program to purchase their guns from them. Police stood in awe, as some even had cash for gun signs prominently displayed. The gun enthusiasts and collectors waved wads of cash for the guns being held by those standing in line for the buyback program, people that had arrived to trade in their weapons for $100 or $200 buyback gift cards.
Okay.
So you don't get the cash.
But it's a gift card. That's a pretty good number. $100 or $200 is pretty good.
You would get $100 for a handgun, shotgun, or rifle, and $200 for a so-called assault weapon. Soon realized that gun collectors were there and paying top dollar for collectible firearms. So as the line for the chump cards got longer and longer, people began to jump ship and head over to the dealers. John Diaz, Seattle's police chief, wasn't pleased with the turn of events.
I bet he wasn't.
Stating, "I'd prefer they wouldn't sell them," but admitting that it's perfectly legal for private individuals to buy and sell guns for now. Mayor Mike McGinn said
he's going to do what he can to stop that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said at a news conference, the private transactions are a loophole that needs to be closed. Quote, "There's no background checks and some guns could be exchanged on the streets that shouldn't be in circulation." But Skylar Taylor, a previous gun retailer attending the event in hopes of buying weapons, said, "Well, why not offer them cash versus a gift card? I'm still taking the guns off the streets. They're just going in my safe." People were reportedly at one point jumping out.
Right. This is what it comes down to, though. There are many people in law enforcement that don't believe that you should have a gun at all. That the only people who should have guns are law enforcement officers.
That's
who
right.
have been
yeah.
selected and trained. Selected for what and trained for what, I'll let you decide on your own. But those are the only people, and of course the military. And I guess the Department of Education, they recently bought some guns too.
People were reportedly jumping out of vehicles while sitting in traffic, making on-the-spot deals with the gun buyers. But the buyback wasn't a bust. On the contrary, their $80,000 supply of gift cards didn't last but 2 hours.
Wow.
By 11 a.m., they began attempting to issue IOUs, at which point the entire crowd responded by turning and marching toward the gun dealers, forcing the police officers to pack it up for the day. On one last note of hilarity, the Seattle Police Department claims they will check the buyback guns to see if any were previously stolen, and if so, try to return them to their rightful owners. And in 1992, Seattle Police collected more than 1,200 guns in a 4-day buyback program. So this was the first one they did since 1992.
I'll tell you what, those are some amazing numbers. The $80,000 worth of, what do you call them?
Gift cards.
Gift cards there are all gone.
Presuming the average person didn't turn in an assault rifle, they would be $100 a piece. So that's what, 8,000 guns? No, 800 guns.
Did they get some kind of deal on these cards? I mean, I just wonder, how do they get these cards?
Yeah, it doesn't get into detail on what the buyback cards are valid for, what it is that they...
If they didn't pay too much for them, I'd be, you know, if you want to stop them from going to the gun dealers, you start giving them $200 gift cards or if they've got two guns. Anybody who has two guns, come over here, please, you know, and give them the two gift cards.
So, you know, you're certainly welcome to comment on this. It is what it is. I mean, if people want to turn in their guns, then I'm not going to stop them from doing that. That's their business. But it is interesting when these counter-protests happen. I know John Bush down in Austin, Texas, did something like this. And I think it was with Texans for Accountable Government, but I'm not sure. One of his groups that he was working with a while back, this was a few years ago in Austin, they did one of these gun buyback programs, and they were there offering them cash for their guns instead, and that was very successful, and it resulted in real news coverage. This story is a blog post. I'm not sure what dcexposed.com is, but there have been, like, when people come out and do these things, it's a great way to get news coverage for whatever organization it is that goes out to do the, I don't know what you want to call it, interference, that has run interference.
The counter-buyback program.
The counter-buyback program. 855-450-FREE, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. And still to come here tonight, there's some pretty ridiculous news. Moms have been arrested over the energy meters. You know, the smart meter things? I'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE, you take control. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day. Using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can. Starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find on the website. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the webcam, which I mentioned previously. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. There's also a chat room built into the same page there, so you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at the same time as watching and listening to the show. And, of course, it is totally free. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Also said I'd tell you about the Liberty Forum, where you'll be able to stand in front of the new Free Talk Live Step and Repeat, which is the industry term for background with repeating logos on it. That's what we have.
I didn't even know. I thought it was supposed to your step on it to repeat lifting it up and setting it up again. I didn't realize you were talking about the way the logos are on there. That makes perfectly good sense now.
Yeah. See, it's not intuitive necessarily when people hear it. They don't know what it means. But it is something we have, and you'll be able to take your picture in front of it if you'd like. And that would be good for us, because anytime you show that picture to your friends, they see Free Talk Live. So it's a very promotional sort of an object. And you can go to the Liberty Forum's website over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. I'm actually hoping to hear from Chris Lawless from the Liberty Forum tonight. He's got some good news and some urgent news that we need to get out. So if he doesn't, I think he'll be probably freeing up here in a short bit. But go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You get a full list of the speakers. They haven't all been announced yet. They still have yet to announce the keynote speaker for Friday night. But
is that what we're going to find out?
No, I don't think so. Maybe. He hasn't told me that. I don't want to get anyone's hopes up.
I'm going to ask him.
Okay.
So I don't care.
Saturday,
I need to know.
Saturday night's keynote speaker is Tom Woods. And this guy is a big deal in the Liberty movement. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be huge. There's also a bunch of other people that I can't possibly go through them all. Lots of different names. Declan McCullough from CNET is going to be there. Really like the work that he's done. We've shared a lot of his articles about internet freedom and the attacks against internet freedom. He's like the go-to guy for that sort of coverage. Also, the artist who was previously unnamed, who has been unmasked since the New York Police Department tracked him down, the artist behind the drone artwork campaign, the poster campaign that was posted all over New York City, that guy is going to be at the Liberty Forum.
Assam, isn't it?
Assam, I think. Is that how you pronounce it? Assam? Assam? Assam makes more sense. I guess you're right. So, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Lots of interesting personalities will be there. But the best part about the Liberty Forum is that there are hundreds of liberty-minded people there. In fact, rumor has it we might hit 500 people at the Liberty Forum this year. That's a lot of people to be hanging out in a hotel together. This is a big event. It's a lot of fun, and the price is right. It's $209. That includes 5 meals in the hotel. That's 2 lunch, 2 dinner, 1 breakfast, killer meals, good quality food, and great company, because you're going to be around a whole bunch of people. But maybe you don't want to pay for the meals. You want to save some extra money, you know, make your own lunch or something like that. You can get the cheaper ticket, which is only $109, and that gets you in for the entire weekend to all of the speeches and everything like that. There's, of course, the special presentation of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, the director's cut that's going to be happening, and a number of other things will be occurring at the Liberty Forum. Lots of great speeches, panel discussions, and more. freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Go ahead and get signed up sooner rather than later, and we'll tell you why you should do it sooner rather than later here in a little bit once we can get Chris Lawless on the line with us. Anon is on the line first, calling from a red state. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. I guess I was trying to think of a good segue to bring this up, because I hear you say, and I agree with you, that government is a rather incompetent thing, but I'm seeing where a business that I am currently employed with is doing the most asinine thing I have ever seen. They get in the neighborhood of 360 to 400,000 payment calls made in a year, and for some reason they will not implement online bill pay. And they've got maybe 20 people, a staff of 20 people that are working their butt off taking these payment calls that could be actually working the root of the payment calls.
So I see what you're saying. You're saying this is an incredible waste of money in that they are paying staff to handle all these payment calls when they could just do an automated system and probably take away a huge bulk of the call load.
Exactly, and on top of that, it's a health care, it's a health thing. So I mean, they're just passing the cost down, and having worked for big oil, big pharma, and now big medicine. When technology comes along with a better way to do something, they don't necessarily jump on it like big oil does to make more money, because there's a level of probably middle management that I believe that realizes that their time is limited if they can't figure out a way to gum up the works.
Yeah, well, I definitely can see that, and anybody that's worked for big corporations, big companies know how slow they can be to implement change. Industry equipment tends to stay the same as long as it possibly can. Of course, one of the factors there is industry equipment tends to be more expensive, so there's the sunken cost, you know, idea that, oh, well, we've already spent all this money on this dot matrix printer, so we better, you know, buy some more dot matrix printer cartridges and make sure we keep buying that paper rather
than,
you know, buy another printer. I mean, they still make dot matrix printing parts and
they use them at my bank.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And oddly enough, okay, but maybe this tells me where their head really, they're spending money on 21st century technology to detect the inflection of our voices on a call and things like that, rather than...
Yeah. That's a great point. It doesn't make sense. I mean, there's just no explaining it. I mean, the only thing that can really change there is somebody to get into management that's got the vision to change things for the company,
right,
or a competition rises up and really puts the fire under their bellies.
Well, they are in the healthcare industry where competition's very difficult because it's so...
Prevented.
Right, because there's, you know, so much government intrusion and sweetheart government deals and things like that, so... you know, there's that, but there's no guarantee that any business is going to be efficient, that a particular business is going to be efficient.
Exactly,
just because
yeah.
the marketplace tends to be efficient compared to government does
yeah.
not mean that it is, you know, guaranteed to be, every individual business is guaranteed to be efficient. You know, there's plenty of, history is littered with businesses that went out of business, and one would assume that it had something to do with efficiency in one way or another.
Same thing with charities. I mean, some charities are way better than others at handling their money and keeping their overhead costs down.
Every business is looking for that new Coke moment. Thanks, guys. You have a great one.
Thanks for the call.
Liberty Rock, man.
Hey, dude, appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE.
Poor new Coke.
Now, tell me, that was a 1980s thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was like 84,
yeah.
if I had to pull
I was too young for that one.
Yeah, It tasted like Pepsi to me.
Yeah, me too.
As I recall. And
1985.
Okay. And
so they ripped off the Pepsi formula and tried to market that.
Yeah, why in the world they would take Coke, you know, the best formula out there, in my opinion, switch over to Pepsi and try to compete there. Maybe Pepsi had a slightly larger, you know, market share or something at the time. But, you know, I think Coke's bigger now, just kind of, you know, the way it is. And then there was Crystal Pepsi. Remember that one?
Oh, the clear,
the clear one.
Yeah.
Right. That was a 90s. That was 90s, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that tastes. Yeah, that was 90s, but it tasted like Coke.
855 453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I don't think I ever tried it. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of
the cutting edge. Always trying new things. Early
energy
adopters.
Meters are resulting in moms getting arrested. We'll explain what's going on. Of course, you can take control as well. Free Talk Live.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. And if you've got Skype, you can reach us there. Just add username lrn.fm. You can use that to connect with us on Skype, and it'll probably sound pretty darn good as long as you aren't doing any kind of uploading in the background. So once again, 855-453, and Skype us to lrn.fm. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. According to Breitbart, in Naperville, Illinois, two mothers were arrested last week for refusing to allow utility workers to install controversial smart meters on their homes. Have you all heard about these smart meters?
I have, yes.
What do you know about them?
My understanding is it allows them to read your meter from a remote location. So at this point, here in New Hampshire anyway, they send a guy out in a truck. And he walks onto your property and he reads your meter, physically reads
right.
your meter, where now this has a chip in it where they can either read it from their vehicle in the street or actually from the remote location at the power company.
I've heard about that, but I've also heard more sinister things about these
smart sure.
meters.
Oh, sure. You know, causes cancer and all that good stuff.
I don't know if I've heard the cancer thing, but that they can, like, figure out what kind of appliances you're running mm-hmm. or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard all kinds of things like that, and it's difficult to know what the truth is, right? I mean, you know, you're hearing from the John Birch Society folks that, my God, it's like they're peeping in your windows. And I don't know, maybe it's true. I mean, you certainly can find plenty of information on the internet that says the smart meter will do everything but give you a, look right in your, right up your nose or whatever. I mean, it's crazy.
So according to the story, the city's new Naperville Smart Grid Initiative requires new controversial smart meters to be installed in every home. Because in some places, the power company has to get you to consent to install the smart meter. And there's this big campaign, or at least there's some sort of campaign, by those who are opposing the smart meters to inform people that, hey, you don't want to do this because of X, Y, and Z. And maybe you're somebody that knows more about the smart meters. You're welcome to call in at 855-450-FREE and tell us what you know about them. But so some people have taken it upon themselves to oppose this initiative in some places, and they will inform homeowners that you don't have to allow the power company to come inside and install this thing. You don't have to allow them to install it on the outside of your home. That they, in most places, apparently
who has a meter on the inside of their house?
Have to get you. I don't know. The city's claiming you have to allow them inside the home for
okay.
this. So maybe it's
Naperville, by the way.
Yes, Naperville.
No,
Naperville.
Sorry, I don't know. So maybe the reason, Mark, is that it's not watertight or something like that, and it, you know, it's not. It, can't expose it to the elements for some reason.
Or maybe a multi-unit house would have,
yeah, maybe,
have that.
Maybe it's some kind of hookup in the process, but I would assume that they just undid the old meter and stuck it on with a new meter.
Yeah, that would make the most sense. Well, anyway, the city is requiring that these be installed in every home. Residents opposed to the smart meter have been fighting the initiative for over 2 years. Jennifer Stahl, an advocate against the smart meter's initiative, told The Blaze she was protecting her property when she refused to allow the smart meter installer to install the device. She felt like a mama bear protecting her babies, she recalled. Many opponents to the meters worry about the type of data that the smart grid will collect, opening up a potential for hackers and criminals to know when residents are home or not. Also, because the meters work on a wireless RF system, some are concerned about health safety in the home. Now, that's a surprise to me that they would do it over wireless as opposed to the wire that is connected to the house. They had talked at one time about doing internet over the power lines, so why wouldn't they be able to send whatever data from the smart meters over the power
lines? I don't know.
Doesn't make sense to me. Reports of health risks due to the meter's wireless transmitter's emission of electromagnetic frequencies surfaced in 2011. People with the meters installed in their homes reported symptoms such as headaches, insomnia, tinnitus, and DNA breakdown. How do you know that's happening to you? And by the way, aren't all those things... Look, I'm not saying I favor the smart meters, but aren't all those things that people encounter in their home anyway? Tinnitus, you're going to hear that when you go to sleep at night,
wee,
right?
Wee, wee,
insomnia, headaches. I mean, people in their homes are frequently suffering from these things. How can you determine that it was the installation of the smart meter?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the symptoms are suspicious, especially the DNA breakdown one, but I don't think anybody should have to have any device that they don't want to have.
No, that's true. But how many of these people also have a Wi-Fi transmitter in their home?
Right, and that's a very fair point, Ian. I think when I was growing up, they were building a new school in my town, and they were putting it near the high-tension, high-voltage wires.
Mm-hmm.
And the uproar about whatever EMF, magnetic field.
Yeah, RF, yeah.
Right, exactly. Was just so many people were so up in arms about it just because they were worried what would happen to their kids. There's a potential risk. Maybe we don't know everything yet. It's the same idea with the backscatter.
Well, I've heard that being that close to power lines is that, you know,
it's
the
not
big
good
old power
for
lines is very, very bad.
Right, but this was 30 years ago. So, yeah. You know, I agreed. Today the technology maybe and the knowledge may
no,
be
I'm
a little
it's,
more.
No, I'm saying it's bad to be that close to the power lines. It's, like, you know,
we had some guy call about that once. He was at a prison and there was some power lines running right next to it, and something happened to a guard that was working near those power lines all the time. It was a horrible story.
Yeah, and I've heard stories about people whose houses have been built too close to these things and the difficulties they've had in there. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to claim to know, but I do wonder about radio waves. I mean, radio waves are passing through us all the time.
That's true.
You know,
from a variety of different sources.
You know, there's the Wi-Fi transmitter in your house.
But the Wi-Fi transmitter is very weak, so that's another. That could be a counter argument here. Depending on where the receivers are for these smart meters, you know, if the receivers aren't very nearby, then they would have to have a higher wattage in order to transmit effectively. So we may be talking about a device that has a much greater wattage than your Wi-Fi, you know, your in-home Wi-Fi, because those are severely restricted in the power that they can output.
I can't imagine that they're very big, so how could they be very powerful? I mean, they have to have, in these smart meters, they're about the size of a meter from what I've seen, and in that, they have to not only put whatever devices that are calculating the collection of energy or the use of energy, but they also have to put whatever transmission devices in there, and I can't imagine it's very big.
According to the Chicago Tribune, Malia Kim Bendis was also arrested on two misdemeanors for resisting a police officer and attempted eavesdropping when she filmed police on scene, despite a recent federal...
Well, it's good to see Illinois really learning about this whole filming police officers.
Wait. Was she on public or private property?
I don't know. Presumably it was her property, but I can't say for sure where this took place. According to the story here, she filmed the police on scene, which presumably was her own home, despite a recent federal court ruling that the state of Illinois' ban on recording police officers in the line of duty was unconstitutional. The U.S. Supreme Court, by the way, upheld that ruling in November. City maintains homeowners can opt out of the wireless transmitters, but only by substituting those with an alternative meter at a high fee. The Tribune reports there's a $68 initial fee for the alternative meter, plus a $24 monthly fee for manually reading it. So you get the option of the Wi-Fi or the wireless transmitter.
Right here in New Hampshire, they have recently made it so that you can choose between power companies, and there's several companies have sprung up right away to...
You can choose between delivery companies, I believe.
Okay.
Or is it suppliers?
I believe you're correct in that it's delivery companies and not suppliers.
I got one of their advertisements here.
Well, I mean, you know, why can't they do this in Naperville? Why do they have to, you know, this is the kind of customer service you get. You'll do it our way or you'll pay $24 a month more.
Yeah, it's supply. So, and yes, you're right, Mark. There have been several companies that are offering discounts. This company is claiming you'll save 24% on the supply rate. Now, the delivery is still being provided by the government's PSNH here. But you can change the supply side, and that means that there's some competition, and that means prices are going down. So it is good to see that happen.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here. I think Chris Lawless might be on the line with us. Is this Chris?
This is. Hello.
Hey, Chris. Good to have you here. We were talking about the Liberty Forum earlier, and I know that we had been saying on the air for about a week that this thing was almost sold out. And then the other night, Mark said that Friday night was sold out at the Liberty Forum. You've got different news.
Yeah, absolutely. So I did talk to the hotel yesterday and then again today. They do still have a few rooms. We are close to filling out our quota, so to speak.
Stand by. I want you to tell me more. Can you hang on? We're going to bring you back here in a moment.
Absolutely.
All right, more with Chris Lawless. He's the organizer of the upcoming Liberty Forum. It's a great event, and there's good news in that there are still some rooms available in the hotel. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. Also, you can bring up anything you want. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site. They are totally free. You can support the show if you would like and shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Amazon Canada, UK, and Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and then get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you're looking for and get a great deal, because it's Amazon with the same great prices and huge selection that you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live all at once by going to shop.freetalklive.com.
We've been talking about bitcoins here on Free Talk Live quite a bit. As a matter of fact, I was just looking at the prices, and it seems to be bouncing around between $19.77 on up to $19.85 here.
Wow.
Right now, so it just keeps going up. We've been recommending you get into bitcoins, not just for the commodity purpose, which is, you know, I think a strong portion of the bitcoin market, but I think that what's clear is every day, it's growing among retailers. Retailers are taking bitcoins. And one of the reasons they're taking bitcoins is BitPay. BitPay.com makes it easy for retailers to accept bitcoins at their websites. There's no risk of fraud or chargebacks when using bitcoins through BitPay.com. Not that there is normally, it's just they make it easy for you because they instantly convert bitcoins into whatever your currency is and deposit it right into your bank account. It's BitPay.com. Imagine, no chargebacks, no fraud. BitPay.com.
We've got Chris Lawless on the line. He's the organizer of the Free State Project's Liberty Forum and has been that organizer for as many years as I can recall. It's been a long time. How many have you done now, Chris?
This will make six, I believe.
That's almost all of them, right? Have they been six or seven?
It's kind of funny. I didn't do the first one. That was done by Arena, and I've done every one since then.
Wow.
Yeah, except for the 1 year. I didn't do the 1 year that we didn't have it.
Right. So I'm glad you're on board. It's
See
always...
what happens when you try to get away from the Liberty Forum, Chris?
Right.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Everything falls apart. So glad it's coming back. I mean, it was actually back last year, and now it's back again this year with another great crowd of speakers. People can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to look at that. But it was reported several days ago or a few days ago on this show that Friday night at the hotel was sold out. And we had told our listeners that that was bad news because then they'd have to find another hotel room somewhere. But you're saying that's not true. That was misinformation. There was some sort of bad link on the website. What went on there?
So what happened was originally we had a block of rooms for X number, and I don't know if it was 120 a night or something. We had filled that, and that stops the website. You can't go through the website anymore. You have to call the hotel. So they did fix that, I was told, but they said if anybody has a problem with the website, just call into the hotel. It's an 800 number. I don't have it in front of me, but, you know, they can Google Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua. They can call it, and they can get their rooms hooked up. We only have the guaranteed rate until Friday. After that, it's market rates.
Okay, so let me see if I'm clear on this. So when you guys organize this event, you lock in a block of rooms at a certain special rate. People call in. Is there a code they have to give to get that special rate?
They just tell them it's part of the Liberty Forum.
Liberty Forum. So they use that. They use that code, and then they get the special rate. But that only goes to a certain number of rooms. Beyond that, if you sell up to that block, and let's say you sell out of that on that block, there's still a certain number of rooms left in the hotel. It's just that the hotel will charge whatever they're going to charge for that.
Correct. And then we did expand our block, so we still have rooms available at $97. I confirmed that today with the hotel.
And that is guaranteed, that price at $97 per night price is guaranteed through Friday?
Correct. And then after that, they said they reserved the right to raise the rates. And it seems that people always do procrastinate, so I'm telling you, as soon as you listen, call in, get your hotel, get it booked now, because we know we're going to hear people 2 days before the event saying that the hotel is sold out. It has sold out in the past. My gut feeling is it will probably sell out this time as well.
Yeah, why pay more? Why be hunting around for a room later?
That sucks.
You know, I mean, what is it that you're doing right now that's so important you can't go and get your room to put together for the Liberty Forum?
Yeah, if you are going to the Liberty Forum and you haven't gotten your hotel or ticket yet, tonight or tomorrow night, you know, today, within the next 48 hours is the time frame in which you can do this.
If you're not going to Liberty Forum, you should check with your mental health provider.
Because it is a lot of fun. It is a great time to be around so many liberty-minded folks and great speakers, and it's a whole weekend in around wonderful wonderful people. So, Chris, I'm glad to know that the tickets, obviously tickets are still available, and a hotel room still available. It's not too late. People should act soon. But you can act later. You can procrastinate and then pay more if you want to.
Feel free to pay more.
It's certainly possible to do that. You will inconvenience yourself and pay more for it. But while we've got you on the line, Chris, Mark was wanting to know,
who's the Friday night keynote speaker, Chris?
That's a great question, Mark. I have three people. It's between three. We've had a couple speakers fall through for travel reasons, one for health reasons. So if I gave you a name, that will be the one that cancels next. So I do have three people lined up. So it's literally my number one priority right now for Liberty Forum. I spend way too much time on it.
How many other speakers are still to be announced? Do we pretty much have everybody else, or there's still a few out in the ether waiting for confirmation?
There's two speakers waiting for confirmation. I got one today. I just have to get back with her, and then she'll probably confirm first thing in the morning. But we're pretty much set. In fact, we have people still asking to speak, but there's just literally no room in the schedule. I have people during the cocktail hour to speak just because it's a topic that everyone's interested in. So we've added a couple extra speakers this year.
Great. And of all the speakers that are listed, because there's so many, we can't go through them all on Free Talk Live. And obviously, you as the organizer of the event never have a chance to actually go and see anyone, because you're usually running around organizing volunteers and making sure things are working correctly. But if you could go and see the speakers, who would you be most excited to see?
I think the one I'm most excited to see is probably Thaddeus Russell.
Tell me about him.
He wrote a book that it's the history, a renegade history of the United States. And it talks about kind of, you know, how this country, we're the country that grew up as kind of the weirdos, the outcasts of society. And I think that it's true. And unfortunately, I think our country is becoming more like the other countries. We're now big government and, you know, top down, where this book was about bottom up. And he's actually speaking on Sunday, and there'll be no competing speakers against him. So this is, everyone will get a chance to see Thaddeus Russell. So I'm pretty looking forward to that talk.
Cool. Right on.
And then another one I think is really going to resonate is Steve Cooksey. he's the blogger who was giving advice about the diets of the paleo diet,
right.
Caveman diet, and he was going to be sued by the state of North Carolina.
Right, the state of North Carolina didn't like his dieting advice.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, and then they wanted him to take down his website or whatever, right?
Right, because he wasn't a licensed dietitian. And so he's going to speak, which I think is cool because a lot of libertarians are into the paleo diet.
Yep,
and
sure.
Also, I think it's interesting from a free speech point of view.
Absolutely.
So he's been great to work with. And, you know, so I was trying to get speakers who we don't normally get and who aren't part of our normal, like, speaking circuit.
Now, that's so your normal goal with the Liberty Forum. But I'm just wondering, at what point will you not be able to pull that off anymore?
Well, maybe this will be my last year, so it'll be someone else's next year.
Are you kidding?
There'll be a lynching.
You're stuck in that dungeon for life.
It's a problem with doing too good of a job, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do a fine job.
My wife calls it the burden of competence.
Great, man. Well, looking forward to it. You guys are lining up a lot of great sponsors, too. I know freekeen.com, of course, is one of the sponsors of the event. Liberty.
I've got to say that Free Talk Live is never coming to Liberty Forum unless Chris Lawless runs it.
Liberty Activists. I know Liberty Activist Printing came on board. Silver Circle is going to be doing a movie premiere on Thursday night outside of the forum. So there are some things that are going on outside of the hotel.
Yeah, it's really neat. Silver Circle wanted to do it at the hotel, and then we realized that we just don't have a big enough room, and they wanted to have it in a proper movie theater with the big, you know, the big movie projectors. Plus, Chunky's is right down the street, and they have a bar. They serve alcohol. So we talked with Silver Circle, Megan, and Posh, and those guys, and they said, let's have it. It's only like 3-4 miles away from the hotel. So we figured, you know, after the welcome reception, let's head over there. Let's watch Silver Circle premiere, which is lining up. That actually may sell out. So if people are going to buy their tickets for that, that will probably sell out. My guess is probably in the next 10 days, the way tickets are selling for that.
Now,
that's separate
tickets,
from the event.
They're pretty confident that it's going to sell out. The doors open at 8:15.
Where do you get the tickets, Mark?
If you go to freetalklive.com, there is a
there's a banner on
there's a banner there. But I think you can go to freestatereproject.org/libertyforum.
Pretty sure that banner takes you there. So if you go to freetalklive.com, click the Silver Circle banner on the right-hand side. You can get hooked up with that. If I wasn't doing the show, I'd go and check out that that movie. So we're going to be doing our show at the same time and competing with it. Chris Lawless, keep us in the loop when that new speaker gets announced. Appreciate you coming on tonight.
Will do. All right, thanks, guys.
FreeStateProject.org/LibertyForum. More coming up.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Quantum vibe in year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.